producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. It's 5:57, 28 degrees, Jim with the day off. So producer Ryan and myself, Aaron V, hanging out this morning. Hopefully you're off to a great start. Want to remind you, too, if you didn't hear the big concert announcement on Monday, Queen is going to be here with Adam Lambert July 27th next year at Little Caesars Arena. So we're doing Queen on the 30s. So what you're going to do is listen for a Queen song at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. When the song starts, you call 248-398-9279. And if you're caller number 31, you're going to get Beat the Box Office tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert and qualify to win a copy of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody movie soundtrack, which is pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
Very excited. I've mentioned it before. I actually got an email about it. Adam Lambert did Who Wants to Live Forever in 2016.
Oh, right. I remember you showing me that, yeah.
At a festival in the UK, and I had goosebumps.
They just did a really cool thing on James Corden, too, where he wanted to replace... James Corden wanted to become the new singer of Queen. He didn't think they did a good job by picking Adam Lambert, so they kind of did like a sing-off. James Corden can sing, man.
Can he really?
Oh, yeah. He was in that Into the Woods movie, that musical.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Yeah, but it was funny. So,
but no, Adam Lambert's still one of my favorite idols. Who better to... I mean, no one can replace Freddie Mercury, let's be honest.
He can get the closest to Freddie Mercury, though.
Even his mannerisms, when you watch him on stage, you're like, wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that's coming up. Also, it is a What Would You Do Wednesday. We've already posted it on Big Jim's House Facebook page. If you want to chime in on that, we'll introduce that coming up. We also have a family four-pack of tickets to see Rock of Ages, the 10th anniversary tour. That's coming up at 7:45. Battle of the Burbs today for Red Wings tickets.
Got a lot to get to.
And the major award at 9 a.m. In sports, though, the Wings fall short at LCA. I'm going to talk about that. And the Wolverines survive a thriller.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny f***ing K.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Emergencies. Join the Salvation Army today in providing this and more to neighbors across our community by giving generously at a storefront Red Kettle, texting SALMISH to 41444 or online at salmish.org. That's salmish.org.
6:06, 27 degrees. Franz Nielsen scored 3 goals for a second career hat trick, but the game went to a shootout. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Wings 6-5 at Little Caesars Arena. Ryan.
Yeah.
It was so disappointing.
The game. I saw a bunch of videos from it. A lot of my buddies were at that one, and the whole time they're thinking, there's no way this one goes to OT. There's no way. But
well, because the Wings were up, and then all of a sudden in the third, they just lost.
They are fun to watch, though. They're fast.
They are fast. Michigan hoops. Wolverines needed a buzzer-beating 3 to clank off the rim in order to escape the Welsh Ryan Arena with a 62-60 win over Northwestern. That was a nail-biter. Michigan improved to 9-0, 2-0 in the Big Ten. They're going to resume non-conference play for the remainder of December. The NBA Pistons are in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Bucks. Tip-offs at 8 o'clock. And just a reminder, get your picks in. Take on Tito is back bigger than ever. You can win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest. All that you need to do is text the keyword TITO. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. Make your picks. Really easy to do. You can walk away with prizes.
Did you see, too, you can also, besides making your picks against TITO, you can also now give your insight to how the NFL should do punts.
Did you see that?
They're outsourcing all their all the numbers and stuff to try to have regular people help them. Or you just kick it to it. Well, I don't understand that. Same with the kickoff. Move the kickoff back so guys can get lit up. That's the whole part of football.
I like your rationale. Just like yesterday's discussion about Tyler Bertuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, the really cool story, and I saw this on the news yesterday, and then you and I were talking about it off air this morning. This 9-year-old kid in Colorado gave the most impassioned speech to city council on Monday over something that we've all done as kids. I'll tell you what it is coming up. It is Big Jim's house, 616, 27 degrees. Big Jim with the day off. Aaron V alongside producer Ryan this morning. And Austin will be answering phone calls. Just a reminder, 630, Queen on the 30s. You're going to listen for a Queen song. Be caller 31 at 248-398-9279. You could be going to see Queen and Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena on July 27th of next year. And a reminder, too, today, I was thinking about this morning. I had some errands to run, and I had to go by the post office today, Ryan. But it is closed, along with Wall Street, for the National Day of Mourning because George H.W. Bush's funeral's today.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So if you had plans to go to the post office, it will not be open. There will be no mail today.
Watching all of that coverage yesterday was pretty cool, especially for me. I was telling you earlier, I loved seeing the earlier photos of him, and I wasn't around for any of that, so it was cool to see him in his younger days.
Well, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because we were talking about it yesterday in our boss's office, and because of your age, it's like with my kids, they don't remember George H.W. Bush. They remember Clinton. They remember
Clinton. Yeah, for me, Clinton was the first president that I guess was old enough to really know who he was and what was going on. But yeah, Clinton was the first one for me.
Just a reminder, too, flurries throughout the afternoon, and then it's supposed to be cold, a high of about 36, and then tomorrow they're saying possible snow. Speaking of snow, thought this story was kind of cool. How many snowball fights did you have when you were a kid?
Countless. That's all you did in the wintertime, build forts and have snowball fights.
Build forts and have snowball fights. But in Severance, Colorado, it was illegal to have snowball fights within city limits. Well, this 9-year-old kid took matters into his own hands.
For almost a century, snowball fights were against the law.
I broke the law a lot.
So snowball slinging 9-year-old Dane Bass rode into town to tell him what he thought of it all.
It's pretty lame.
His posse, mom and dad, encouraged Dane to step up.
I asked my mom if she could do it, and then she told me I had to do it.
And the mayor said to fight City Hall, he'd better come armed with a PowerPoint. So he did.
Today's kids need reason to play outside. Kids want to have snowball fights without breaking the law.
After all that hard work, the vote was unanimous. Snowball fights are A-OK in Severance, Colorado.
It's so cute. If you want to see the full story, just text the keyword snowball to 248-398-9279. He showed up in a little bow tie with his little PowerPoint presentation. Bunch of other kids were there. Everybody cheered when the law passed. And then the mayor presented Dane with two snowballs, and he and his little 4-year-old brother got to throw the first legal snowballs in the town's history.
Yep, threw it right outside of the city hall in front of the whole crowd. It was pretty funny.
But the law itself said that you couldn't throw objects at people, animals, or property. So it was more about throwing rocks and stuff that could hurt someone. But nobody had ever been arrested for throwing a snowball, but technically it was illegal. And I just thought it was kind of cute that his parents encouraged him to, you know.
Now you just got to keep them to snowballs. You don't want to pour water on them and freeze them like we used to do. Or you pile a rock or two in between the snowballs when you make them.
You're such a felon. Really, Ryan?
Had
really?
To evolve in the snowball throwing game, man. He needed a victory.
248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Just text the keyword snowball to see the story for yourself.
Fresh up.
Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure on CSX. Good morning. It's 634, 27 degrees. Good morning, CSX. Who's this?
Julie,
where are you calling from this morning?
Macomb Township.
And what's you up to this early Wednesday morning?
Dropping kids off at school.
Congratulations, you're caller 31.
No way, that's so awesome.
Yep, you're going to be going to see Queen and Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena July 27th, and you're qualified to win a copy of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody movie soundtrack. Who are you going to take with you, Julie?
I'm going to take my kids. He's totally into this movie and the music, and I'm so excited. He's 15.
That's awesome, Mom, that you're like sharing your love for Queen with your kids.
I know. Oh my gosh, he's gonna be so excited.
Well, congratulations. We're gonna put you on hold, and Austin's gonna get some info from you. Okay, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. If you didn't win, don't worry. We'll have another shot for you at 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. We're doing this all week. 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. When you hear a Queen song, just be caller number 31 at 248-398-9279. And you could be going to see Queen and Adam Lambert at LCA in July of next year. In the meantime, it is Wednesday, which means... It's 51, 27 degrees, Big Jim's house, Aaron V. alongside producer Ryan. Big Jim with the day off today. Snow flurries throughout the afternoon, a high of about 36. It is Wednesday, which means it's a What Would You Do Wednesday? Ryan? CSX, who's this?
This is Rich from Roseville.
Hey, Rich. So what do you think about What Would You Do Wednesday?
Well, you know what? You shouldn't try and not be alone for the holidays, because the rest of the year you're alone as well.
So basically just be miserable at Christmas. .705, 26 degrees, Big Jim's house on WCSX. Happy Wednesday to you, Aaron V. alongside producer Ryan. Hopefully you're having a great day. Just a reminder, 7:30, you're listening for a Queen song. Be caller number 31 when you hear that Queen song at 248-398-9279. You could walk away with Beat the Box Office tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena on July 27th of next year. In the meantime, though, it's a What Would You Do Wednesday. We got an email, Ryan, from a listener who says they broke up with their girlfriend 2 months ago. She now wants to get back together for the holidays. He doesn't want to be alone at Christmas, so he's thinking about saying yes. The question is, what would you do if you were in this situation?
Run. Don't do it. Do not do it.
Well, that's what a lot of the comments are saying on our Facebook page at Big Jim's House on WCSX. If you want to chime in, you can post there or you can give us a call at 248-398-9279. Kathy says she probably doesn't want to be alone either. I'd say go for it, but don't go overboard with gifts. Lori says, I say yes, do it, but maybe just make a pact on the gift thing. Maybe just go out to eat or have a budget each of you will spend to keep it even and not go overboard. Allison says, don't do it. Move on. You broke up for a reason. Start fresh, holidays or not. 248-398-9279. What would you do?
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
It is 7:12, 27 degrees. Flurries this afternoon, a high of about 36. Brr. It's cold.
It's freezing. I can't stand it. Carry on Johnson, by the way. It's going to get a lot colder. Everybody's lighting him up on Twitter because he said he doesn't know if he can handle this Detroit cold. And everybody's like, dude, wait a little bit. It's not even cold out yet.
I know. It's only like the 5th of December.
Lit up for it.
It is a What Would You Do Wednesday. We got an email from a listener, Ryan.
Yes. So he sent us this email and said, I broke up with my girlfriend 2 months ago, and now she wants to get back together for the holidays. I don't want to be alone at Christmas, so I'm thinking about saying yes. Is that a tool move? Should he do it, or should he stay away from her?
What would you do? 248-398-9279. Lots of great text messages coming in this morning as well. Jennifer says, I say do what you want. Use your own discretion. Tim says, just have her mail your Christmas gift to you. It's actually a thought. A lot of people are saying, don't get back together just for the sake of getting back together. Dave says, bad idea, you know it, else you wouldn't have to ask in the first place. We are getting some phone calls.
Hey, good morning, CSX.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. So what would you do?
I would definitely leave her my ex, because she was his ex for a reason.
I'm a firm believer in that statement, that they're exes for a reason. But he says he doesn't want to be alone.
Buy yourself Christmas presents.
Get a dog, right?
Right?
Get a cat, a dog.
Yes. Anything but an ex.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for listening this morning. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You guys rock. Bye-bye.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buttery and nutty and perfect for fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Okay.
W. WCSX. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Carrie.
Carrie, where are you calling from this morning?
Harrison Township.
And what are you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
Can you say where we're working at today?
I work at a senior apartment complex in Auburn Hills.
All right, on. Well, congratulations. You're caller 31. You're going to see Queen and Adam Lambert.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Just a reminder, too, you're also qualified to win a copy of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie soundtrack. Have you seen the movie yet?
I have not.
That might be a date night coming up.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. Austin's going to get some info from you. And thank you so much. We appreciate you listening to us every morning.
Thank you. You guys rock. I love you guys.
Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
24, 27 degrees. It's Big Jim's House on WCSX. Hopefully you're having a great Wednesday. Thank you so much for keeping us company this morning. Big Jim with the day off today. Aaron V alongside producer Ryan. Just a reminder, coming up, your chance to win tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert at Little Caesars Arena next July. You're going to be listening for a Queen song. And I think I may have found the coolest cover of a Queen track,
it's
Ryan.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'll tell you all about it coming up. Stay tuned. Good morning. 34, 27 degrees, Killer Queen from Queen right here on CSX.
Hey, CSX, who's this?
Rick.
Rick, where are you calling from this morning?
Warren.
What you doing in Warren? It sounds like you're at work, man.
Yes, ma'am. Listening to CSX.
And what are you doing at work today?
I'm a welder.
Oh, right on. Well, on July 27th of next year, you're going to be at LCA watching Queen with Adam Lambert, man. Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We're going to put you on hold. Austin's going to get some info from you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
It is 27 degrees, which is rather chilly. So how would you like to be sitting on the beach in Riviera Maya, Mexico? I almost messed that up again.
You got it. Nobody heard it. I'll edit it really quick. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Compliments of Apple Vacations. It's the WCSX Major Award. Your chance to qualify coming up at 9 o'clock. And just for qualifying, you'll get a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Little Caesars Arena December 29th. Stick around. It's on the way. Good morning.
For fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Shout out to our workforce city of the week, Canton. Thank you. Local businesses have had us on all week. We really appreciate it. Want to thank you for joining us this morning as well on Big Jim's House. I'm Aaron V alongside producer Ryan. Big Jim with the day off. Hopefully he's back tomorrow hanging out with us. But earlier I mentioned I think I may have found the worst date ever, Ryan.
I'm excited to hear this okay. one. I've been waiting.
So Tinder, you know, you match up with people on Tinder. You invite them to go meet up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy in England matches up with this girl on Tinder and he says, hey, we're going to go on a date. Will you please wear a black dress? She's like, okay. So she shows up with this guy in her black dress, and it turns out that he was taking her to his grandma's funeral.
Nice.
No.
Yeah.
What makes it even worse, she stayed for the whole thing, held his hand while he cried, but then she made him take her home. Probably not a second date happening with this whole situation.
What? She doesn't want to go to the morgue for the second date?
Apparently, while she was there, though, she found out that he'd recently broken up with his girlfriend, and his family didn't know. So they were excited to meet this girl, so he pretended that this girl was his actual girlfriend.
Oh, see, if you let her in on that beforehand, like say, hey, my family doesn't know, so you're going to act like my girlfriend. Is that cool? I'm sure she would have went fully along with it, and it wouldn't have been weird for her.
No, this was just all by surprise. That's, like, got to be one of the worst dates I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, go. I don't know how much worse you can get than going to a funeral.
You think?
Gosh.
Thank you for all the comments today on What Would You Do Wednesday. We had gotten an email from a guy who broke up with his girlfriend 2 months ago. She wanted to get back together for the holidays. He didn't want to be alone. He was asking if it was a tool move. And general consensus is exes are exes for a reason.
Stay away from her.
And get a pet.
Yeah, get a little doggy.
If you're lonely for the holidays. All right, we are out of here. Jolene is coming up next. Tomorrow we'll have more chances for you to win Queen tickets on the 30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We will also have Rock of Ages, a family four-pack. That's around 7:45. Hopefully you can join us there. Have a great day.